our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
I have a headache.
I'm tired.
What a day.
I got home from work, my day of soul-crushing work.
Was it soul-crushing?
It always is. You know it is.
I know.
And then I walked on the treadmill for how long?
A while?
For like 40
Did you
minutes.
Set a timer for the laundry?
Yeah, it's in my pocket. It'll beep while we're doing our podcast.
Oh, good. Perfect. Did some laundry. I came home with a headache. I still have a headache.
Yeah, I came home and I made dinner.
You made burgers. They were good.
On the grill, which I love.
On the real grill.
Except I didn't squish them flat enough, and they all made a little burger ball on our giant pretzel bun.
It wasn't that much of a burger ball, but it was not proportional to the bun.
Yeah, and I even put the divot in the middle. It just didn't care.
It doesn't even care at all.
Nope.
Yeah. I think next time you get, like, some wax paper and you pound it on the flat.
That was my plan for tomorrow. Yeah. I had already planned it out.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, I'm wore out.
You wore out.
I started reading I continued reading the Tarkin book. It's a Star Wars book.
Yeah.
Not the Star War.
Yeah, the one. Just the one Star
Wars. Well, it's the new, what's the word?
Why do they call it Star Wars? Like, I feel like it was just one war.
The revisionist history? Because they had, like, all the other
books. You know, it's fiction, right? There's no such thing as revisionist history.
Yeah, they did it for magic, too.
It's revisionist. It's fake. It's just fake. It's just more different fake stories.
Yeah. But it's not in the, whatever they call it.
Oh, in the fake canon?
In the expanded universe or
the
whatever.
Fake. Well, the expanded universe, though, or extended universe or whatever it is a little tough because they're kind of nullifying a lot of that with the new movie.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But this is the first book that they did.
Oh, that's in...
That's in the new
canon.
Universe. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's revisionist future history. But this story, it's Tarkin, and so it's like him when he's like growing up. And, like, his relationship to the Emperor and stuff. Like, he was friends with Palpatine when he was, like, a senator.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I'm at now. They're, like, talking about stuff.
I think Star Trek did that well. They just did, like, this is a different parallel universe.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if they're making any new Star Trek movies.
That second Star Trek movie was pretty bad.
I didn't see it, but I hope they're not relying on Leonard.
You didn't see it?
I half-watched it once.
Yeah.
I started to watch it. I was like, this crap. Man. I'm sure it finished, but I wasn't paying attention.
Bumblebee tennis match.
Wimbledon tennis match.
Whatever.
That guy.
You know who I mean.
Everybody knows who you mean. So, really though, is there more than one Star War? Because they call it Star Wars.
Yeah, well, there was the Clone Wars. There was the...
Yeah.
The Rebel Wars.
The
I don't
Rebel
know what they call
Alliance.
It. Versus War. The Empire.
War.
Because the
I think
Clone
that's
Wars.
It's kind of all the same war. That's
just
what
the Star War. That's
yeah.
why I call it the Star War.
Star War. It's the one star. It should be Stars Wars.
Stars War.
Right? Star even Stars Wars. Like, there's more than one star.
Yeah. There's a lot of planets. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but the main thing that bugs me about Star Wars is that every planet is only one biome.
Yeah, because that's not possible.
Because, like,
not how it
Coruscant
works.
Is a city planet.
Yeah, that literally wouldn't thermodynamically function.
Tatooine's a desert planet.
No, don't go to Hoth, the snow planet.
It's all snow.
All ice all
Endor's
the time.
A jungle. I mean, that's it.
I want to see the, like, what planet is it? It's like the Midwest, Plains planet.
Well, that's Alderaan.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, I guess it kind of is.
They blew
it
up.
What other biomes are there? Oh, it's the rainforest planet.
Kamino is the water planet.
What's Kashyyyk? I've been on that one. That was
kind
of more
giant,
jungly,
that's
isn't
more
it?
Jungle. That's big, real big trees.
Yeah, I remember that one from Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I remember that from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kashyyyk
with three Ys. Because, you know, just why not?
That's where the Wookiees live.
Yeah.
That's how they talk.
Wookiees with a bunch of extra Es.
All their words are just a bunch of Ys in a row.
Yeah. They kind of and some girlers. What letter is that?
That's not
G
a
and R.
Like an LQP.
LQP?
LQG, maybe.
I can't make that noise.
Yeah, I don't really make it. I was
that last one wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great though.
Yeah,
it wasn't real Wookiees.
What if they put, cause J.J. Abrams, right?
Uh-huh.
So what if he put like a Star Trek Easter egg in the Star Wars movie?
Well,
like something on a control panel was written in Klingon. Someone got real pissed off. Nerds would get so mad about that because nerds notice all that shit.
I don't know why there's such a big divisiveness between the two. Like,
I don't
you can't
either.
Like both.
They both have their own merits. They're completely different things. Like they
yeah.
don't cross over at all. And I don't feel like there's only room for one.
Yeah, I mean Star Wars is in a long, long time ago, and
yeah.
Star Trek is
future.
In the future.
Also, entirely different plots, entirely different
mm-hmm.
goals, entirely
different
everything,
aliens.
Different tropes.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no crossover. I don't understand why you have to be like, well, one is better, and a lot of people aren't. Like, at all. A lot of
yeah.
people like both. But.
Well, some people, I mean, that was always the big thing when I was growing up. It's like, you have to like one or the other.
That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
Like, remember on
nobody
that,
cared at all about Star Wars or Star Trek when I was growing
remember
up.
Remember season
so.
2 of King of the Nerds? And that one girl, she's like, Star Wars sucks. Star Trek
oh,
is awesome.
So stupid. She won, too. It's
yeah.
even worse.
Spoilers.
Oh, who cares? I hated her. She's a dumb bitch, and she won, and I hated her. Also, I hated her a lot. She's a UND alum, and I hated her.
Yeah.
Also, she shouldn't have won. Also, pretty much nobody who's won should have won so far. The most recent season was closer. Nah, actually, he played the game pretty well.
He did
all right.
Yeah.
But the first season was all wrong. The
yeah.
second season was all wrong.
The first season should have been Ivan.
Clearly.
Yeah.
No, actually, no. It shouldn't have been. It should have probably been Genevieve.
Yeah.
Because she at least made
two.
The final two.
And then everybody just didn't vote for her.
And everybody voted for the other girl for some
who did
reason.
Nothing.
Yeah, she played video games, which is noble, but she wasn't. She didn't.
She
didn't
she
deserve
added
it at all.
Nothing to the show except
she didn't.
To win it.
Yeah, just kind of swooped in from the back.
And she just doesn't like nothing any. Like she's never.
No, she doesn't do anything.
No.
No, she's not. She doesn't stay involved. She doesn't.
No. Like Genevieve is still on the podcast.
Genevieve's like doing her own podcast. She's making the show now.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of a big deal.
I think she wins in the long run.
Yeah, she really does win in the long run. She gets to have a cool podcast with a cool dude.
And Ivan's being busy, being awesome.
Yeah.
Making games and stuff.
Lots of other people are too. Like
yeah.
people from both the first and second seasons.
Yeah, I know Xander's like all over the internet.
Yeah,
now.
Xander's just like just a guy. Mm. He was and that one guy that I didn't really like. What was his name? He was real famous. It was the Pokemon stuff.
Oh, the J-Wits.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's just a Pokemon guy.
No,
from
what's the other
two?
Guy that I didn't like from season one?
Josh Openshire.
Yeah, that was him.
Openshire.
He's super famous now. Well, in the nerd world. Yeah. I guess famous is relative when you're a nerd.
When you're nerd famous.
Nerd famous.
Like Chris Hardwick.
Felicia Day has a book out. Are you going to read it?
You're never
it's called
weird
the
on
no, Never Weird on the Internet.
Yeah. No.
No, you're not going to read it?
I looked it up, though. She doesn't have an author
read
page.
It. She doesn't have an author page?
Just
what's
saying.
She doing?
I don't know.
Felicia Day, get on that shit. I'm sure you listen
I mean,
to this podcast.
Emily Gordon has an author page.
Well, yeah. I'm sure Felicia Day listens to this podcast.
Yeah, what are you
and
doing,
she will
Felicia
take
Day?
Notes. She did a, she does a, like a vlog she just started recently again. And
oh, yeah. That's
it's
on
called
her.
The Flog.
Yeah.
And she did a thing on one of her recent ones that I've always wanted to do. Like, she always, she like, she talks about some stuff in her life, and then she, like, goes and does, like, an
a
event or whatever,
yeah,
and
she
did, like, a pole dancing class, and
yeah.
I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah,
that sounds,
it.
Like, fun.
It's good exercise.
The closest one they have is Fargo,
yeah.
and that's a long drive for a pole dancing class, so.
Once a week.
Yeah. It'd be really fun.
You can go visit your sister once a week.
Dude, she, hey, come do a pole dancing class with me.
There
she'd
you go.
Totally do it.
That...
No, I don't know if I can get there. It's probably before 7 p.m. It's probably, like, 6 or something. Anyway.
Yeah, so we had an awesome weekend. We went to Fargo this weekend.
Oh, we're married over a year now.
Yeah, it was our 1 year anniversary.
When people say, how long have you been married? We could say,
over
a year.
It's been a little over a year.
A little over a year. A little past a year. My anniversary was just last week, actually, because then you get the, oh, congratulations.
Oh, what did you do? Anything special? And so,
yeah, you know what we did? We ate a lot of food at restaurants.
Yeah, well, we got each other anniversary gifts because 1 year is the paper.
So to be completely transparent about this, we did not think of that until after we already made the purchase.
Uh-huh.
The original plan was not really, and I don't know if we ever established it or not, or if it just kind of happened that we didn't buy each other presents.
No, we just
I don't think we ever, like, said, like, we're not buying each other presents, but just sort of was understood somehow.
I think the thing is we just buy each other stuff when we want.
We do, yeah.
It's like, oh, I think you would like this, and then you get it.
And then I get it. Yeah, it's easier that way.
Yeah, except for like around like the last 2 months of the year, or like a month before your birthday.
Yeah, you can't buy anything.
You have to like
all.
Save it.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you want this. I just have to wait until yeah. to give it.
Christmas we'll still do presents. Birthdays we still do presents. Birthdays are easier though because it's not a reciprocal present, right? Yeah. And our birthdays are a month apart, so whatever you get me, like, it doesn't have to match what I get you. Yeah. I'm probably gonna get you more than you get me because even though you think you're bad at giving presents, you're really good at giving presents. You are, though.
I just get a thing. I'm like, I think she'll like this.
Yeah, and you're dead on. You're so good at it. I don't know why you think you're
better. Well, you're better, though.
I'm not.
Remember when you got me the magic glasses?
I made those.
Yeah.
That's different. We've broken all but two.
Yeah, but they're still there.
What do we have left? Black and green, I think.
I don't know.
That's all we have left. So we broke the rest of our glasses.
You broke one of them before you
gave them to me. I broke one of them before I even gave them to you.
But I was like, oh, shit, that's the best present.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good present.
But anyway, we should tell everybody what we did on our weekend.
Anyway, yeah, so we had the weekend. We took a vacay.
A vacation.
A little vacay.
Vacay weekend.
Vacay weekend to Fargo. We drove an hour away.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's still out of town.
It was out of town.
We went, and the first thing we did was we went to 13th Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, went... we had to get lunch first because we were real
hungry.
Yeah,
we tried to go to Extreme Pita, but the one we used to go to is closed. Uh-huh. And the closest one was like to like 20, 30 blocks south. And we're nah.
So we just went. I was like, we should go to Village Inn.
And we did.
And Village Inn was awesome because it always is.
I know. The only problem with Village Inn is that I ate so much food that I wasn't really that hungry for dinner later. For our fancy special reservation dinner. I wasn't. I wasn't full anymore, but I wouldn't have said I was hungry at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But I ate a whole meal anyway.
Yeah. And you had a big one, too.
I did have a big... I didn't expect it to be that big. That's why I was trying to get you to help me with it towards the end. I was just like, I can't anymore.
I was kind of disappointed in the size of mine, but I figured it was kind of fancy, so it wouldn't be a lot.
Mine was a lot.
You had a giant, like, lamb leg.
Yeah, okay, so what'd you get at Village Inn? What kind of food
at Village Inn, yeah, we could talk about that first. Yeah. I got a Reuben.
You did get a Reuben. How was it?
It was really good because the last time I went and got a Reuben at a place, it was bad.
It was Bonzer's and it wasn't any good. And I don't
Bonzer's
know anybody likes
so
that
bad.
Place. No. It's not bad. It's incredibly mediocre.
Yeah, it's the like low
it's,
mediocre.
It's so average. You're going to be like, why did I pay $9 for this sandwich? Alexa, stop. My tea's ready.
Your tea's ready, yeah. So it's just, we probably already talked about it on the podcast.
We did.
I'm sure we did, but man, those sandwiches are lame. But anyway, Village Inn has good sandwiches. They use real meat and real bread, and it tasted good.
In fact, I ordered a turkey avocado bacon something sandwich, and I expected it to be deli meat turkey, and it came out as like turkey.
Yeah.
Like sliced up turkey. And
Village
like,
Inn is like what Perkins wishes it was.
Yes, Village Inn is good Perkins. And highly recommend Village Inn. It's a chain, but I think it's a small chain.
Yeah,
it's
like a diner thing. I saw one. The first one I saw was in Omaha.
Yeah, it's a Midwest chain.
Yeah, there wasn't any in Sioux Falls, but then.
But it's good. It's really good. If you like Perkins, but you don't like the atmosphere of Perkins or Perkins food,
Or Perkins feels like too many old people.
Perkins is a lot of, although Village Inn's a lot of old people too. Yeah. It was all old
but,
people
But
there.
The nice thing about Village Inn is. Free pie on Wednesdays.
Yeah, Village Inn has a better atmosphere, too, and the food's a little cheaper.
Yeah, a little cheaper, better
food. A little bit
cheaper.
Way better food.
Yeah.
Perkins just disappoints every time.
Perkins is very... It's a little bit better than Bonzer's, but it's still pretty poor.
It's still, I mean, it's what you expect out of Perkins at this point. It's better than Denny's.
I think I remember my mom used to be a waitress at Perkins when I was little.
Oh, really?
I remember that.
My mom was allergic to Perkins. We couldn't eat there. So I grew up thinking it was evil.
Yeah.
She was a
little I remember my
something.
Mom was a waitress a lot when I was little.
Yeah, I think she's still a waitress, isn't she?
Yeah, that's just what she does. But she was at, I remember her being at Perkins and another place. And then Ferdinand's was another.
Ferdinand's.
It was like a
was
family
like a bar?
Restaurant.
Oh,
no,
family
no, it was
restaurant.
Like a, yeah, it was just like a local family restaurant in West Hazleton.
What else would qualify as a family restaurant?
Around here?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, all I can think of is chain restaurants, which aren't really,
it was
like
Applebee's like a,
isn't really like a
It was,
family.
Like, a little bit higher end than Perkins, but, like...
Okay.
But, like...
I guess Perkins is, like, Perkins family restaurant.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's, like, less chain than Perkins. It's
okay.
Just one, it was
so
just
it's
one
Village
place.
Inn.
Okay. But it was, like, dimmer. It was, like, more dim.
Okay.
Because it was, like...
So it's, like, a nighttime Village Inn.
Maybe, yeah. But they had, like, curtains. I remember there was, like, curtains in between, like, the booths.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Perkins has that. Some of them do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was kind of that in that thing. But there was, like, a bar, I think, there, if I remember correctly.
It's weird for a family restaurant.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was locally owned. But, I mean, honestly, I don't remember it very well at all.
Okay.
I was
you can make up anything.
Three or four times.
I'm sure someone will correct you.
Shane,
correct us if we're wrong. You were older. You would probably know more.
Yeah, he was in Ferdinand's a lot more than I was, but yeah. I remember it being there. I don't think I've eaten the food at Ferdinand's, but I remember being
there. I just know that you were there.
Yeah.
I've probably done that before. Like, my mom used to go to a bar called The Goose. Flying Goose was a campground. I think The Goose was just a bar. My sister will correct me if I'm wrong. But but I think I didn't eat the food there for a really long time. And we would go there for, like, meals, too.
Oh.
Like, we had, like, chicken strips and shit.
I just remembered something about bars.
It's just a bar. I kind of miss that place.
When I was a kid,
yeah.
What we'd do when we went trick-or-treating is we'd go to all the bars.
That is such a good idea.
Yeah.
They just give you money.
They give you money.
Yeah, because they don't have anything
else. Because it's all drunk people, and they're like, look at these kids with the costumes! Have a dollar!
Look at these adorable kids. That's such a fucking good idea.
Yeah.
I wish I was a kid now so I could be like, let's go to the drunks.
Yeah, because there was one that was like a kitty corner from my Aunt Karen's house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all of us, we went. There was like six of us in like a group, and we all went there, and then they'd...
Even a quarter's better than most of that candy they give you.
Yeah, because then what are you going to do with a popcorn ball?
We didn't have a whole lot of, like, handmade, homemade candy, because by the time that I was a kid doing trick-or-treating, there was the whole, like, razor blades and the apples
scare. That was forever, but nobody... That
yeah,
never
but
happened.
They actually cared when I was... Like, the hospital would let you get your candy x-rayed for free.
Did you comprehend what I just said? Yeah, I know. That's just bullshit.
People did it, too.
No, I know, because they're dumb.
I know.
But did you get to have Halloween on Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because that was a thing, like...
Yeah, where they do it, like, the Saturday before or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is this? This isn't even Halloween.
Yeah, or they do it at, like, 3 p.m.
Yeah.
No, we did it after dark.
No, it was
like,
dark.
At dusk, after
yeah,
dark.
Yeah, you had to be dark, and then you go
well,
out.
Well, it wasn't always dark.
Cold.
It was usually duskish.
And it was usually kind of cold.
Kind of cold. It blizzarded multiple times.
Yeah, it was kind of cold. Sometimes it was nice, and you're like, oh, it's not even cold this year. But it was generally cold.
And out during the blizzard of 92...
Trick-or-treating.
3 years old. You gotta go trick-or-treating. You can't give that up.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
I had to miss a Christmas because of chickenpox.
I missed a birthday because of a blizzard.
Yeah, well.
No, blizzarded out my golden birthday. Fourth birthday. Nobody came to my
golden
party.
Golden birthday?
Golden birthday. It's when your birthday number is the same as the date
that's
of your birthday.
Not a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a Midwest thing.
It's solidly a thing. Anyway, it didn't really matter.
Did anybody else
four.
Hear about this?
Yes, everybody knows about it except for you. It's everybody. Everybody knows about
it. Is it?
It.
Okay.
Everybody.
Anyone on the podcast
Google
who
it.
Isn't in the
Google
Midwest.
Golden birthday, I guarantee you, comes up Wikipedia first thing. It's birthday as the one that's when you're born.
I think you are making it up.
This is a real thing. I don't know how you don't know this.
Golden birthday.
Look at
grand
that
birthday.
Shit.
Champagne birthday or star birthday.
Lucky birthday, then... star birthday, yeah. Is the birthday like when you... when it's your day of your birth. So I was born April 4th,
uh-huh.
So it was my 4th birthday. You were born on May 10th, so it would have been your 10th birthday.
All right.
It's a real thing.
All right, hold on.
ours got blizzarded and, like, maybe, like, one person showed up. I don't remember the details because I was 4. But I do know that that was a thing that happened.
How about your Bedian birthday?
What is that? Bedian birthday?
Named in tribute to firefighter Bobby Bedia, occurs during the year that his or her age matches the last two digits of the year here.
Oh, perfect. My 89th birthday. That'll be a good
one. Like, it's my Bedian birthday.
I will be like, because I'll be dead.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to make,
I don't
family
think that,
history dictates I very well might make 89.
Yeah.
I just won't be,
goddamn fly.
We had a fly bro, and now he started dive bombing our heads, and we are no longer bros. We are no longer bros at all.
I don't think...
What do you got?
Golden birthday.
I know that you're trying to disbelieve it, but Wikipedia literally said it. It's a thing. Wikipedia said it.
No,
it's on birthday in Wikipedia.
You didn't
it's
even
a real
believe
thing.
Me that Biantony was a thing.
Okay, that's weird, but I'll believe you. It's
Dersent.
A thing. Dersent. Still jury's out on that one. I don't think there's Wikipedia for Dersent.
There's no such thing as a golden birthday.
Yes, there is. Oh my god, there really is. There really, really is. Everybody knows this. How do you
What's
not
like a,
know this?
Is there
this?
Like a silver birthday?
I doubt it.
Or a platinum birthday?
Not that I'm aware of. Just the gold one. Just the golden birthday.
But if you were born in, like, 2020.
Okay.
Or if you were born on the 20th.
Then that's your 20th birthday.
In 2020. Is that like something
your
special?
Your golden Bedian birthday, I guess. No, I don't know.
Is that like a...
No.
Like the planets align?
No, I think it's just luck.
Venus and Jupiter in a row?
No, I don't think they call it in a row. What do they call it? It's not in a row.
You're the astrologist.
No, I'm not an astrologist. No, it's like when they're, there's like, they're in alignment.
Yeah.
And then they're there's one where they're like,
in a row.
Jupiter's in the house of Venus or something. I don't know what that means. I know that's a thing.
You have to be a real granola to deal with that shit.
Way back to that. Call back to last week's episode.
That's just my favorite term now. You gotta be real granola. Well, anyway, we did go to that health food store.
Oh my god, we haven't made it past Village Inn. Yeah, so after Village Inn, we went shopping.
At the first spot.
And my sister says, when are you gonna come over while we're at Village Inn? I was like, oh, we're just finishing up our meal at Village Inn, and we're going shopping. She's like, okay. And then like 3 hours later, she's like, you guys still shopping? We're like, yep.
Yeah, we shopped at a lot of places.
Well, we're in the big city.
Yeah.
So.
We went to every store in a row.
Because every store is along 13.
They were all in a row. Yeah, so we went to the nature, what is it called?
Natural
Market?
Grocers. The one that was bags under the eyes.
MSG. Speaking of bags, they don't give you bags.
They don't give you bags.
Because
which actually
bad for
a lot of natural grocers place, like our local one, doesn't do it anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them.
I know. Just bring your own bag. Mm-hmm. Don't be a dick.
Forget your bag. They'll offer you a box.
I'm just being shitty about it.
Well, to be fair, Sam's Club doesn't have bags either. They never have.
Yeah.
They got boxes.
Yeah.
Take a box.
Take a box. Don't waste. They don't waste money on bags.
Yeah, not wasting it. It's not wasting it.
For
the birds.
Or not.
Burb 2016. Yeah, so we went to the... And honestly, that natural food store was not as expensive as I was expecting to be.
Yeah, a lot of things were, but a lot of things weren't.
Yeah, a lot... Like, the things I actually probably would have bought weren't, really.
Yeah, like, if you need raw sunflower seeds or something, you can get them.
Meat and cheese, super expensive, because it's all organic...
Yeah, don't
grass-fed
bullshit. Get soy cheese.
Don't buy a cauliflower there, $7 a head.
Yeah.
A little ridiculous.
But I mean, yeah.
But like your canned goods.
Like $25 for a little steak.
Well, that was for the like a good steak though too. But your canned goods, your boxed off the shelf stuff, that was all pretty reasonable. Yeah.
There was a lot of interesting stuff you couldn't find other places.
A lot of the bulk stuff too. They had like 25 pounds of oats.
Yeah.
Like 2 cents.
It's like if you got a horse.
Yeah.
Or you just like oatmeal a lot.
Also, if you really like protein, they have an entire aisle of just protein powder.
Yeah.
That seemed a little much. Yeah, overall, it was all right.
Yeah.
If you didn't know anything about their business practices, you might think they're okay. Mm-hmm. I'd probably buy stuff there. We found real wasabi.
Yeah, that was exciting.
They don't sell that anywhere.
We should have bought it for Shang.
We should have bought it. Because all the wasabi that you get in the United States is... more or less all of it is just horseradish with green food coloring in it.
Yeah.
But this wasn't. This was 100% real powdered wasabi.
Yeah.
We should have gotten this. We could actually taste what it tastes like because I know it tastes different.
But we'd have a whole bucket of it.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to go bad.
We'll
just
take
powdered.
It with us when we go eat sushi.
Yeah.
So after that, we went to what was next in line?
Barnes & Noble, I think.
Barnes & Noble, yeah. The big bookstore that... We have a little bookstore in town that's not even anywhere near as cool as the big
bookstore. Well, it's because it's independent. It's an independent bookstore.
Right, and
it's locally.
It's bookstore.
Yeah, it's a locally owned. If I were going to actually buy a book, I'd buy it there or Amazon.
Yeah. Except for that one guy that was shitty. He was giving me like $5 for my giant box of books.
Yeah, it was $10.
But honestly, I would have made more money selling them to them than selling them on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, because most of the
books...
Well,
we didn't sell most of them on Amazon, though. We sold most of them on eBay.
Most of them are on... Well, the rest of them are on Amazon.
Eh, whatever.
And I'm losing $1 each time I sell one.
You're not losing money.
No, I'm literally losing money.
How are you losing money?
Because, okay, you sell it for 43 cents, right? Because it's the lowest price.
Yeah.
It's $3.99 for shipping. Amazon charges you $2.75, and then they give you $1.92 to cover the shipping. And the shipping is $3.
Mm. Why haven't you pulled these listings yet?
Because we're trying to get rid of them. And it'll help my...
Well, I mean, we can donate if it's going to cost us money to get rid of them.
Yeah, whatever. I'll probably pull them down later.
Okay. Maybe just the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Keep the ones that are worth anything up there.
It's trying to be a big bookstore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's... I should just list them for like $300. See if anybody buys it.
Anyway, so we went to Barnes & Noble and you found this book about the deep web because you're like, did you know about this? And I'm like, yeah. Yep, I knew about that.
The deep web is a thing.
Oh. That's the signal, folks. It is time to take a break for the laundry. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
After these messages.
Okay. Someday you'll know what it's like to be awesome.
Maybe.
Someday you'll know what it's like to be awesome.
Maybe.
But only if you have what we just bought.
You know what, though? Especially with winter coming up, you probably really want to consider getting one.
Yeah, they're
very versatile. I'll give it that.
Yeah. I never thought my life would be as awesome as it is now that I have one.
Well, no, seriously, though. Like, it's really, really, it's a good idea. Like, I don't know why nobody ever thought of it before.
Mm-hmm. So when we went to our next store that we went, where did we go next?
The mall.
The mall.
We went the whole mall.
The whole mall. We bought it at the mall. And it was the best thing we ever bought.
We almost didn't even buy it.
Yeah, we're like, well, what are we going to use this for? And then we're like, oh, wait, so many uses.
So many things. And, like, we nearly even walked out of the store. We're like, you know what, whatever. We'll just, if we need it later, we'll probably figure it out. And then we went back because we're like, well, I mean, can we pass this up? I don't think we can.
Yeah, it was such a good deal. On sale.
On sale.
Half price.
Half price. Really good price. You're probably not going to find it on sale for that price.
Yeah.
Ever again, or at least not any other time of year except this time of year, because it's right before winter. It's a great thing to have right before winter.
Yeah.
I guess it's August. Right. It's not right before winter.
Right, but I think this is the best time of year to buy it. I mean, just because it's on sale.
Yeah, I don't think I would have bought it at full price.
And this, maybe I would have. And because of the size of it.
Right, that's true. That's definitely something you want to take into consideration. It might not work out for you.
And luckily, since this is a paid advertisement, that we got most of our money back on it.
Yeah, well, you know, guys, we appreciate you allowing us to do paid advertisements to keep the podcast free for you and at cost to us. Because it still costs us money to make this podcast. But when we get to do paid advertisements for things like this, then it really helps.
Yes, it was a good buy.
Yeah, definitely recommended. You know, pick one up before winter. They're not going to be on sale for much longer. So I definitely recommend getting one before winter. And I really hope you enjoy it as much as we have.
Yeah.
And now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I had to go get the laundry. I hope you enjoyed our
paid advertisement.
Paid advertisement. Yeah, so we went to the mall after
we went
that.
To the mall. Well, so anyway, I think we were talking about the deep web before you...
Oh, that's right. We were at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. So you found that book about the deep web and you're like, what is all this? And I'm like, I know everything about it. And I'm like, I don't think you want to know anything about it. But then you looked up the thing on Amazon later that's like, it doesn't really say anything about it. The deep web is mainly used for drugs, violence, and child porn. Yep.
I told you
you didn't want to know anything about it. Told you that already.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like something I never
even considered.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, why? What about Google?
Yeah. No. Google doesn't bring that stuff up. You got to have a separate browser for that.
But there's all kinds of, like, there's like a whole wall of cookbooks.
Well, you've heard of the Silk Road, right? It's like an underground
market.
It's
from China to Europe.
No, it's a black market on the internet.
Where
there's like drugs and stuff.
Where they buy silk?
No, it was one of the main things that like BitTorrent got big for, or not BitTorrent. I'm sorry, Bitcoin got big for, was for Silk Road because it was all like pay me in fake money for these illegal drugs.
Oh, illicit things.
Buying illicit things on the internet. Yeah.
I thought the Silk Road was in China.
Some guy got arrested for it or something. I don't know. I don't keep up on it whenever it comes in the news. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I think it was some sort of metaphor thing.
I thought it was where it was like the trade route.
Where they can
get all the silk.
I almost bought a cookbook at the bookstore. Dessert for two. Because there's two of us.
Right.
And I
could probably
dessert.
Just look it up on the internet.
Well, she has a website that I use, but like most of the recipes in the book are not on her website.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. She sells her cookbook on QVC a lot, which I don't really like, whatever. But
with Uri Geller?
I don't know. Maybe.
Uri Geller sells things on QVC.
I don't know who that is.
So.
Should I know who that is?
Uri Geller bends spoons with his mind.
That guy. Okay.
That was his thing in the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s I was alive for. Yeah, yeah. I got 9 months of the 80s. First 9 months of my life, I remember all of those for sure. Mm-hmm.
Gulp.
All right, so we didn't buy anything Barnes & Noble. We thought about buying stuff. We didn't buy anything.
Didn't buy it.
Didn't buy it. Got too many books already. Not even reading the books that we have. And then we moved on to the mall. And our mission at the mall was to buy you some jeans.
I got some jeans.
Because your jeans were all wearing out.
Yeah. I got two pairs of jeans. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah. So get two at half price, 50% off.
So I paid $40 for two pairs of jeans.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
They seem to fit you okay. Let's hope they still fit you after washing them.
They're both exactly the same jeans.
You bought two of the same jeans because if you get one right, why not
get two?
Just get it right.
That's why I bought two pairs of Vans back in the day.
Yeah, did you?
Because they were
I got a duplicate of one of my boots now because remember my boots were falling apart?
Yeah.
But then I glued them back together. They still got some life in them. So I got other boots for I have them for years.
You're good. Apocalypse boots.
Yeah, my apocalypse boots. They're great. I love them.
Yeah. They got pockets in them.
They got pockets in them.
To put your radiation pills.
I put quarters in them. Emergency quarters. Because you never know when you're going to need a quarter.
Or an emergency peanut.
No, it's quarters. I could put one emergency peanut in there.
Yeah, in case you need a peanut.
Probably nobody's ever going to need a
peanut. In case someone attacks you who's allergic to peanuts.
Be like, I got this. And be like, oh, no, don't do that.
Not
I'm
that
allergic.
Peanut. Yeah.
I'm going to die. And you'll be like, well, don't attack me.
Yeah.
That's your lesson now, isn't it?
Yep.
So we got you some jeans. I was on the hunt for a little sweater thing for my dress, but I didn't get one. We went to...
Hot Topic.
No, I was going to say we went to the kitchen store.
Oh, you did?
I bought some tea.
Uh-huh.
That's all I bought, isn't it? I think I literally just bought tea.
You bought a dress?
Yeah, and then we went to Hot Topic, because that's what adults do. And we were looking through Hot Topic, and we saw this dress with the little football guys from Spirited Away, and it's adorable. It's the cutest dress in the whole world. And you're like, well, I just spent $40 on jeans. And I was like, okay. And so I bought a cute dress. Uh-huh. It's so cute. And I wore it out to dinner later that night.
And then we went to the card store in the basement of the mall and bought two packs of magic cards.
Two packs of magic cards from Innistrad. And they didn't amount to anything.
I wanted to open them on the podcast, but you're like, no, we have to open them now.
I didn't want to open them on the podcast.
All right, well, speaking of which, it's time to open up a pack of magic cards.
Oh, okay, we better open up a pack of magic cards. We don't really have a snack this week, which I'm actually kind of upset about.
It's all right. How about you have tea, right?
I already drank it. It's good. Good tea. It's herbal. All right, detox
I'm going to open up
tea.
This pack of magic
we
cards.
We have to have a snack, though. We're falling apart. We're falling apart. That we got some dried fruit over there.
Peach.
Look at some dried fruit.
Yeah.
I'll eat some dried fruit.
All right. So now you have to guess the cards.
Oh, boy. This is exhausting. Can we go quicker today?
Yeah. I'll name a card. You guess it. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay.
Healing Hands.
It's a sorcery. You cast for 2 mana and gain 5 life.
That's close enough. Gain 4 life, draw a card for 3 mana.
Yeah, right.
Infernal Scaring.
Scaring or scarring?
Scaring. Scare.
So it's scarring?
Scaring.
Okay, could you just tell me, please? Again, yes. I told you I don't want to drag this on today. Infernal Scarring? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Deals 2 damage to a dark creature.
Nope. Dragon Fodder.
What does it do?
We're going fast.
No, you have to at least tell me what it does.
You put a creature, put it on a creature. And then
no, come on.
It gets +2/+0. When it dies, you draw a card.
Okay.
Dragon Fodder.
Dragon Fodder. If you play a dragon, then you get to sacrifice another creature. No, whenever you cast a dragon, opponent sacrifices a creature.
Nope, you get 2 goblins.
Oh, that'd be cooler, what I said.
I wasn't paying attention.
Whenever you
cast
a dragon creature, your opponent has to sacrifice a creature.
Mm.
That'd be sweet as hell.
Aspiring Aeronaut.
It really wants to have flying, but doesn't.
No.
What does it do?
He has flying and a Thopter friend.
And a Thopter friend, that's
Titanic
much.
Growth.
Titanic Growth. Oh, that makes you real big.
Yep. Shambling Ghoul.
What does it do?
It gives a creature +4/+4.
Okay.
Shambling Ghoul.
Oh, I should know this one. This guy's good. I played with him. He comes out tapped. He's a 2/3 or something that comes out tapped.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black guy.
Yeah. He is a black guy. And a skeleton.
Oh, he is a 2/3 that comes out tapped. Oh, I'm so good.
Separatist Void Mage.
I never get this one right. I never, ever get it right. Nalus. Okay, I actually probably did get that. I never get the Separatist Void Mage right. One of these times I'm going to. I think it's put a... opponent puts target creature from the battlefield to the top of their library.
It's close. Put it in their hand.
Oh, it goes in their hand. Nope, that's not right. I'm going to get it right one of these times.
Vine
that
Snare.
Time. Target attacking creature can't untap next turn.
Nope. prevent all damage by creatures power 4 or less.
Oh, that's dumb.
Heavy infantry.
2/2 for 2 mana. It's a white guy.
Nope.
Okay. What is it?
3/4, taps a guy when he comes in.
Okay.
Prickle Boar.
Oh, Prickle Boar! He's a green guy. It's probably pokey. When you, if you block him, you take an additional damage or something like that.
No.
What is it?
As long as it's your turn, he gets +2/+0 on his first strike.
Oh.
He's red.
Oh, he's red?
Ravaging Blaze.
Fire. That's all I got. Fire.
Very fire.
Very fire. What does it do?
X damage to our creature.
Oh.
And if you have Spellmaster, deals X damage to a player too.
Oh, cool.
Gather the Pack.
This is an uncommon?
Yeah, these are
uncommon. I was gonna say, I don't know this one. Gather the Pack?
Yep.
You could get, take any number of wolf creatures from your library and put them in your hand.
Nope.
That would be crazy.
Look at the top 5 cards of your library, put a creature card from among them in your hand, and put the rest in your graveyard.
Okay, well, same idea.
Consul's Lieutenant. Lieutenant.
Consul's Lieutenant. Oh, I got nothing. It's a guy who does the thing, probably.
That is correct.
All right. What does he do?
Oh, he's 2/1 first strike, renown 1.
Okay, I never would have gotten any of those.
Dark Petition.
Dark Petition? Oh, I used to know this one. It's a black card.
Mm-hmm.
It's, save my brother. That's what it is. It just says, save my brother.
No.
What is it?
Search your library for a card and put it in your hand, then shuffle your library. If you're a 2 or more instant or sorcery card, you add 3 black mana to your mana pool. Forest.
Test for green mana.
Yep. New to card. Magic.
New to magic? Magic and oranges.
Duels oranges.
Duels oranges. Alright,
yeah,
alright.
These are yours.
Alright.
You got those.
Oh boy.
These are mine.
I got 3 today. I'm getting better.
Alright, get your snack.
I'm getting my snack. And I will grab a shotgun on the way back. What do we want? Do we want Mediterranean apricots or cherry juice flavored craisins?
Let's go for apricots. They're less sticky.
Yeah, they are less sticky. Get some apricots. We bought this fruit to make granola bars out of, but we keep forgetting to make granola bars.
Yeah. We keep forgetting a lot of things.
Yeah.
We almost forgot to do laundry.
Yeah. That's alright.
Can I have one, or are you just leaving with them?
No, I'm getting a Shopkins. I told you.
You said on the way, but that's like all the way over there.
Yeah, well, podcast right. Listeners, it's not that far away.
These apricots are better than regular ones because they're from the Mediterranean.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. Is it like a whole apricot? Did they just dry?
I think so.
Because they're real big and dense.
They don't have as much flavor as I was hoping for. I don't know what I was hoping
for.
Because
they're Target brand.
Yeah. They are all right. I'd eat them in stuff.
Like granola bars.
Yeah, like granola bars. All right, Shopkin time.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
Do it.
We got rid of all our dumb season 3 ones. I don't need any more season 3 ones.
Do it.
We're back to season 2.
Do it.
Working on it. Tearing the cardboard now. Man, it's been a while since I opened one. It's been a whole week. Ugh. Dying here.
Done it.
Done it. Done it. Okay. 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 First guy. Oh, the bags are stuck together. That's a new one. I guess they package them at the same time and bag them at the same time.
I guess that means that it's hard to have duplicates in the same run.
Yeah, you probably can't. That's good. That's nice of them.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved.
Unless they just mix
it them. It might just be randomized and you just are lucky if you... don't get two. Or it's just highly unlikely to get two. No, I don't want scissors.
So
we've been through
easier.
This.
You just go snip.
Ooh, we got ice cream cone guy.
What's his name?
Is he new?
I think I had one.
I thought you had one of him too. I don't know what his name is. Let me check the guide. Let me check the guide. We got an ice cream cone guy. It's a pink cone with chocolate ice cream. This is in the sweet treat section, I hope. Yep, ice cream dream.
That's his
it's
name?
A common. Ice Cream Dream is his
That's
name.
That's the dumbest name.
Nope. No, it's not. That one name was dumber. What was it?
It doesn't
matter. Oh, Macaroon. The one that was just what the thing was from last week.
Rubber Glove.
Rubber gloves, pretty great.
Only because it's a cool thing. Oh, man, this is timely! So tonight for dinner, we didn't even finish what we were doing on Saturday, by the way, but I guess we'll get there. Tonight for dinner, we had burgers and sweet corn, and I have pulled sweet corn. Mm-hmm. Little sweet corn guy. I don't remember if we had the sweet corn before. I don't think we did. His name's Corny Cobb.
Let me throw away all your garbage.
Corny Cobb. Thank you for throwing away my garbage for me. All right, I'm satisfied with Corny Cobb and Cuppy Ice Cream Guy.
I'm satisfied with my care.
Cute guys. All right, so we shopped at the mall. I bought a cute dress. Oh, I bought some nail polish, too. But, you know, of course I did.
And then we went and ate food.
No, well, we went back to my sister's place for a little bit.
To get changed.
Changed into my stuff. They were playing some game. They're playing Mansions of Madness or whatever
it
is.
It's like an Arkham horror game. It even says it on the top of the box.
It is an Arkham horror game.
And we ate, then we came back. And
what did we eat?
We already went over it. We had
you said you had a small dish. You didn't say anything about what the food was. So
it was like a brisket. I should have had the pork chop.
You had brisket and potato cheddar balls, something like that.
They were okay.
I had...
The salad that I got was good, though.
Yeah, your salad was a watermelon arugula salad. It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I had a lamb shank... which is less than it sounds like it would be.
An asparagus
and Israeli couscous, which was
your
really
lamb
delicious.
Shank was the size of a turkey leg that you get at the
fair.
Yeah,
it was so good. Oh my god, it was so good. It was a lot of food. The portion sizes were disproportionate between our two meals.
Mm-hmm. And then we went back.
Nope, we had dessert too. So once we mentioned to them that it was our anniversary, they gave us free bread pudding.
Oh yeah, our favorite waitress that ever happened.
Oh my gosh, she's so great. Her name was Ellen. We want to hire her to come around with us everywhere. We want to keep her on a retainer so that she can come to every restaurant for us.
We'll be like, Ellen, go.
I don't even care if she knows the menu. Like, I just want her to be my waitress. She's so nice.
She's real awkward.
Yeah, so they gave us free apple cranberry bread pudding, which is pretty good. And then I had a ginger creme brulee because I never had creme brulee before, and I love ginger. And it was like regular creme brulee, but with like ginger sugar on top. Oh my god, so
you don't even know what regular creme brulee is like.
I don't care. Well, no, I just could tell the inside didn't really have any ginger flavor to it. Just the sugar on top did.
So now you know how to make creme brulee.
So good. No, I don't know how to make it.
You're gonna.
I can find out.
You're gonna
get ramekins first.
You're gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna mess it up.
And Emily, like the sound of it.
Yeah, I gotta get a torch. I gotta get a torch guy. Kitchen torch guy.
Lighter.
No, it's like a torch.
Like fireman.
It's a torch.
Fire guy.
It's a torch.
Like torchwood.
Yeah. So anyway, and then we went back to my sister's place and played games.
Yeah, that one was fun. Escape from Atlantis, I think it was called.
Yeah, some weird...
Rescue from Atlantis. Rescue Atlantis.
Some weird island sharks, whales
game. That was
a
lot of fun. I'd never heard of that before.
And then some exploding kittens.
Yeah.
Which is all right. It's all right.
It's fine. It gets real tense.
Other people like it more than I do, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Just not.
Well, that's how I feel about Cards Against Humanity.
Just like,
I'm over it.
Yeah. And then I went to bed that night and I was sneezing kind of hard and I woke up the next day and my left eye just wouldn't stop watering.
Yeah.
It was just pouring water all day. Just pouring water.
And then we went.
I'm allergic to cats and I was in an apartment that has two cats.
Yeah.
And that wasn't pleasant.
Then we went to the zoo.
We went to the Fargo Zoo, which we somehow didn't go to in all the time we lived in Fargo. We never even went to it once. It was super close to us. There was a sloth and two monkeys and an armadillo, and they all lived in the same enclosure.
It might have been two sloths.
It might have been two. We don't know. we apparently, I found out today, missed a whole part of the zoo that had, like, insects and meerkats and stuff that we just didn't see in, like, a petting zoo. Just missed it entirely. There were some wolves. There were peacocks. And little baby peacocks.
So the thing, I don't understand why wolves are so awesome, because they're just dogs.
They are dogs, because they're mean dogs. Like, they can be mean, but they're mostly just dogs.
They're just dogs. I mean, how many generations of them lived in a zoo, and how are they still
right,
wild?
Right, they're just, they're dogs.
They're just dogs that live in a big cage.
They're big, pretty dogs, though. So that's something. I don't know, people want to see wild animals act like dogs. Domesticated dogs, that's all they want. There was a porcupine who was asleep, but he was real stinky.
Yeah, he was.
His enclosure just smelled like the most body odor ever.
Yeah.
He was real stinky.
It smelled like when you get a lot of nerds together.
Yeah, like if you were, because now they usually have like bathing rules at like stores, game stores and conventions and stuff, but it's like before they had those is what it smelled like.
Yeah.
That poor guy, he was asleep the whole time. I wanted to see a porcupine, I never seen one.
Nobody told him.
Nobody told him, because they're all, like, being too polite. They're like, oh, he probably knows. He wouldn't
like,
want us to
like
it
the,
in.
And then, like, the ducks next door probably, like, gave him deodorant for Christmas or something.
They had ducks, and then, like, these chains on the door to the duck enclosure so wild ducks couldn't get in.
But there was a wild duck sitting on top of the...
There was, like, netting keeping the ducks in, and there was a wild one just sitting on top of
on
it.
On top
like,
of the ducks.
I don't know what he thought he was accomplishing.
He's like, what's up, ducks?
Yeah.
Trying to get it on with them ducks.
Yeah, they had, like a crane who looked real sad.
Yeah, he was real sad.
There was no water. They had these weird, like, Chinese bull things that I don't remember.
They looked
what those
like
were.
A half sheep, half
Tarkin?
Bison.
Tarkin, I think, is what Takin. They were. Takin.
Not Tarkin.
Not Tarkin. That's the other thing I was thinking of
that's
earlier.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, they were Takin. They were interesting. All right, top three. Top three animals of the zoo. This zoo in particular.
Porcupine.
Is your number three?
Yeah.
Number three is porcupine. My number three is the red pandas.
Okay. They were just up in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is the squirrels.
Oh, yeah! There were some crazy cute squirrels!
There was a red squirrel, like Russian
red
squirrels.
They're Russian red squirrels, and they're cuter somehow.
They were, like, so intense.
They didn't stop running around. They had no end goal. There wasn't food in there for them to find or anything. Like, there was nothing.
They just wanted to run around.
But they didn't stop. They just didn't stop.
They got real pointy ears.
Yeah.
And
they
very
were great.
Red.
My number two is probably peacocks.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. Do you like the little one that was lost?
He was lost! He didn't know where his family was, and he was just, and then his family finally found him, and he ran towards them. Yeah. You ever see a peacock run? Baby peacock? Super cute.
Yeah.
All right.
My number one is the otters.
Oh, my number one's the otters, too! There's only two otters.
There's
like,
two otters,
not,
but
it's just
the best.
Two, but otters are just the best.
Yeah, and they're from Fargo. They're Fargan.
Yeah, they are. They were found by the Cheyenne River. They were, like, abandoned. They didn't know if they had parents or not, so they took them, just
took
in case
them
they didn't have parents,
well,
I guess.
They'd get lost.
Yeah.
I also like the, what do you call them? The prairie dogs.
Oh, yeah.
The little chubber
guys.
Well, because
when we saw the peacocks, they were in the prairie dog enclosure because there was no, like, lid on the prairie dog enclosure because they're prairie dogs. Are they going to jump out?
What are they going to do, leave?
Yeah, they'll just live because this is the prairie. And the peacocks were bugging them, like little baby peacocks. Like the dad peacock or whatever was just outside, just being like, whatever. But the baby peacocks were like all up in the
like
shit.
Sticking their heads
they
in
were like all
holes.
In their gopher holes. They're all like, hey, what's up? I was surprised no one got attacked. I really thought the peacock would get attacked by one of those little prairie dogs and get real mad.
I don't think there's anybody in that hole, though.
There was somebody in that hole. I watched him go in before the peacock was digging
like,
around.
What are you doing? Are you in
there? Yeah, someone kicked up dirt at the peacock before. It was a warning. It just didn't work.
Yeah. They're dumb.
Baby
they're birds.
Peacocks are curious, apparently. They're birds. I think they're probably smart birds. You think they're smart birds?
Oh, big bird's pretty smart.
Crows are real smart. Yeah. They're birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's the end of our...
I think we're at the end of our podcast. We've gone a little long today.
We ate some Indian food after that.
Oh, yeah, we ate Indian food on Sunday. It was real good.
And then we went home.
And then we went home.
The end.
The end.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.